Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback situation going forward in it. I will tell you, if this is all about, and this is obviously we've spent a lot of today talking about the Deshaun situation, but if this next year is about finding a quarterback that Myles Garrett and Joel Bitonio and Denzel Ward can all look at and go, this guy gives us a chance to compete this year, I think it might be better off if you just went to Myles and said, give us your quarterback rankings for the 2025 offseason. And basically rank them in terms of how you think we could win, and maybe going off that. Because this just feels like a needle in a haystack situation. One, finding the best and most salient and affordable quarterback option this year, but then finding one that's going to make Miles think, oh, I'm not totally wasting another year of my career here.
Who do you think would be at the top of Miles' list?
Okay, I don't think anyone's going to like this. I think it's Aaron Rodgers. You can't tell me. I've watched Aaron play the last. He's playing really, really good football. They're not winning. They're not winning because of him right now. It's because they're in the middle of a lost season. I don't think he fits what Kevin wants to do, which is hugely problematic. Yeah. I only want a quarterback that fits whatever, which is why Kirk Cousins makes some modicum of sense. The problem is Aaron is playing the best football of any of the quarterbacks that are going to be available this year, unless you really are falling in love with Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, and it's a big no for me on either one of them, dog.
I honestly feel like Miles, if you just give him a name, he'll be happy. Like a notable name. If you brought in Aaron Rodgers, he would just be happy about it because it's Aaron Rodgers.
So are you telling me that Miles is no better than like your average football fan? That a guy who watches this much tape can't tell me whether he thinks Kirk Cousins are booty cheeks or not?
I mean, I'm not saying it's that, but like if they said,
Hey, what have you heard about this Aaron Rodgers?
I think
guy?
If they said like, oh, we're gonna bring Russell Wilson in, and like the Steelers had a good year and won the division, he'd be like, oh yeah, we can do what the Steelers did last year with Russell Wilson. He had a pretty good year. Like I think he would believe that. I do.
I got to be honest. I think I got to give Myles Garrett more credit than that.
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, disparage Myles Garrett. He's a smart dude. I just feel like
– but he's dumb enough to be like, hey, let's play the name game. Maybe we should hook him up to a lie detector test, and then we just
– Do you
like this name? Yes.
You don't think if they said, hey
– he's telling the truth.
You don't think if they said, hey, Kirk Cousins – and they pulled up his numbers from when he played with Kevin Stefanski. They're like, look what they did together. Like,
and
this
so,
could be something.
He'd so Miles
like,
doesn't
hey,
have
yeah,
Google.
I like that.
Miles can't Google what year that was.
I mean, you think Miles.
Let's see. Kevin's been here for 5 years. This is 2024, 2023, 2022.
You think Miles couldn't look back at like what Deshaun was doing the previous four games? And then when Kevin Stefanski kept saying, he gives us the best chance to win, you don't think he was sitting there like, Yeah, he definitely doesn't give us the best chance to win.
No, that's why I think there were multiple issues in the locker room, because they kept saying things publicly which didn't line up with the total chaos that was going on in the locker room. But again, that never happened, because nothing bad ever happens with these guys. They're in total control. They're smarter than you. And have I mentioned that they're smarter than you? They know ball. You don't know ball. I don't know ball.
I definitely don't know ball.
Listen, can they draft? No. Can they make salient trades? Not really. Can they make a good decision at quarterback? Absolutely not. But are they smarter than you, and do they know more ball than you? Absolutely.
They know ball than I'll ever they'll forget about more ball than I'll ever learn.
Maybe you should just go back to playing hide the pickle, probably. Kid. you're gonna trip yourself into a euphemism.
I definitely messed that phrase up.
I like that the first 3 hours of the Today Show was me getting very close to saying something that was going to get me thrown off the show next week, and then the last 2 hours have you been skirting that line. That, to me, this has been a real team effort today.
Well, I tell you, I've worked with you long enough to know that, like, you got.
Do you think they high-fived after the restructuring?
Do you think Andrew Berry and Deshaun high-fived?
Do you think there was like a big, you know, they're all nerds and they're all in like the nerdery, and they've got, there's charts and PowerPoints up, and they, you know, they're like, you know, hey guys, just so you know, we did it again.
I'm envisioning,
and then they missed high fives because they're nerds.
I'm envisioning the scene from the Giants Hard Knocks, where like they're all in Joe Shane's office, and they're like talking through things, and they're like, you know. Yeah, like, I think this guy's got some real potential. Like, we don't need Saquon Barkley. We can get Devin Singletary, and we're going to invest. And, like, as soon as they, like, do it, they're just, like, they're, like, applauding around the table. Like, yeah, right. good decision.
Who's got the latest TikTok, like, dance? Because we're going to try and do it here on the fly, because we're crazy.
No. Kevin doesn't know that stuff.
Somebody break out the
Kevin
wine coolers, because it's about to get turned here.
We had to tell Kevin what was the viral dude who was like the Texans fan? What was his name? Mac, you know this. I know you know this.
The kid Sketch.
We had to tell Kevin Stefanski who Sketch was. I forgot who he was. So clearly.
By the way, no. Kevin has like teenage kids.
Yes, and that's
there's
the whole.
There's no way.
That was the entire conversation.
No way.
We like explained it to him, and he was like, "Yeah, my kids don't know about this."
Does that guy say anything honest? I'm telling you right now.
Well. Like, he did lie, because he says he didn't know what his next opponent was, and then on Hard Knocks I saw him showing the next four opponents on the screen.
Really only in the here and now. Can't possibly look ahead.
Guys, this is your schedule. Dolphins next week.
Oh, by the way, 3 weeks, we're in Bora Bora. This has been fun. This has been really fun, just making a mockery of a Browns organization that they've done a good job of making a mockery out of. We got one segment to go, and... Spencer's first ever, in case we missed it, right here with Nick and Spencer, live at Teams in Middleburg Heights on 92.3 The Fan.